What's up, everybody? This is Mario, and welcome back to another episode of Talking Endurance and Mastery. And today we are talking all about motivation, right? So this is something I don't talk about a lot on the podcast. I really do focus a lot more on consistency, on discipline, on showing up. But I recognize through conversations that I've had with different people that motivation can be a struggle for a lot of people. And what I want to do is I want to share three or four things that you can start to think about to become more motivated and reach your goals. So first, I'm going to roll the trailer and then we're going to get into it. Do you want to complete an endurance event and elevate all areas of your life, but you don't know where to start? Then you're in the right place. Talking Endurance and Mastery is a podcast to help you create a vision and take steps towards your goals and dreams. I'm your coach, Mario Minner. I've completed events like Ironmans and ultramarathons, but I believe the true benefit from endurance events is how they help you become the best version of yourself. Join me as I share stories, lessons, and interview guests to help you apply endurance and mastery principles into every area of your life. Are you ready? Let's go. All right, welcome back, everybody. So like I talked about in the intro, we are talking all about motivation. Now, raise your hand if you've ever said the words like, I'm just not motivated right now, or I'm just not motivated enough to blank. And blank is whatever it is that you kind of know that you need to do. And you might even know what you need to do, but you're just not feeling the motivation, or you're just not feeling the energy to follow through on that action. Be honest, raise your hand if you've actually done that. Well, I'm raising my hand too, because there are a lot of times when I'm just not feeling motivated. Like for example, this morning, I was not motivated to go for a run. And so I didn't go for the run. And so I have to go for my run later tonight because I just wasn't feeling motivated. And I slept in a little bit longer and I just decided, all right, I'm gonna push it back, but I'm still going to get it done. So motivation is a struggle for a lot of people, but it doesn't mean that there isn't a process to work your way through that. Now, this is something that I think is really important, because when I work with clients one-on-one, when I talk to different people on my team, I do really try and help understand like what motivates them and walk people through a process to help them have the energy, have the motivation, have the discipline to follow through on the actions that they know that they need to take. So what I want to do is I want to get into a few different, you know, perspective shifts and a process to help you become more motivated with whatever it is your goal is. So the first thing that I want you to keep in mind with motivation is, if you're somebody who's saying, I'm just not motivated, I'm, you know, not motivated to blank, or I'm just not that motivated at all, the first thing that I want you to do is just to stop focusing on how you're not motivated. The reason why is because if you just keep focusing on like, I'm not motivated to X, or I'm not motivated to Y, I'm just not that motivated, I'm not really feeling it today. If you keep focusing on how you're not motivated, then guess what you're going to find evidence for? You're going to find evidence for the things that you say, and the way that you kind of view the world, or the way that you even view yourself. Because if you're taking on the identity of somebody who's not motivated, then you are gonna follow through with those actions. So that is the first thing that I would say. Stop focusing on how you're not motivated. Like if somebody came to me and said, I'm just not motivated, I would say, really? Well, what actually motivates you? What makes you come alive? And this is that second part of this process, where instead of saying, I'm not motivated to do X, Y, or Z, I would just ask, what does motivate you? Or what are you actually motivated by? Because a lot of times when you flip it like that and you get into the second part, people don't even realize what they're actually motivated to do, or you don't even realize what actually motivates you. And so when you ask that question, what motivates you? Or what are you motivated by? Then you start to come up with different answers, and they could be different answers than you're expecting. So those are kind of the first two parts. One, stop focusing on how you're not motivated. Two, ask yourself this question of, well, what makes me come alive? Or what does motivate me? Or, you know, what am I motivated by? And start to come up with a list and start to see what evidence that you have, because you might see some trends and some patterns. But if after those two things, you're still feeling like it's just not clicking for me, I kind of want to explain why I think you're not motivated. I think a lack of motivation typically comes down to this third thing, which is when you are not motivated, it typically is because you are visualizing a future that is negative. You're visualizing a future that is painful. You're visualizing a future that is draining your energy. So for example, if you're thinking about signing up for a race like a triathlon, or you're thinking about signing up for a 5K or a 10K or a half marathon, and you're telling yourself, I'm not motivated. Well, that's probably because when you're thinking about training for it, what you're thinking about is how hard it's going to be when you go out for that first run. You're probably thinking about how hard it's going to be to bike up a hill, how hard it's going to be to wake up in the morning, put your shoes on before and go out for a workout before you go out for work. You are thinking about all of the negative, draining parts of the process. And when you visualize a future that is not compelling, that is draining your energy, and that is painful, well, guess what your brain is going to tell you? It's going to tell you to not do that thing. Your brain wants to keep you safe. Your brain wants to conserve your energy. And so that's why you're probably not motivated. It's just because you're visualizing a future that sucks, honestly. And so again, if we're trying to flip it, the third thing that you want to do is start to visualize a future that is exciting, a future that is compelling, a future that will actually make you want to get out of bed in the morning. And so again, if you're thinking about signing up for a race, or if you're thinking about launching a podcast, if you're thinking about writing a book, if you're thinking about trying to, you know, show up as a leader at work, what does that actually look like if you were firing on all cylinders? If you were just crushing it in all areas, what would that look like? How would it feel to cross the finish line at the race? How amazing is it going to feel to go for a 60-minute run before work, and then have a healthy breakfast, and then crush it at work, and then after work be able to, you know, enjoy any sort of hobby or activity that you have? And how amazing is that going to feel, rather than the negative parts of the process? So if you feel like you're struggling with motivation, then start to visualize a future 6 months into the future, 1 year into the future, that excites you. So really get clear on that as much as you can. And then, so that's the third thing. Now, the fourth thing that I want you to think about, if you feel like you're struggling with motivation, a lot of times you're just thinking about yourself. You're just thinking, it's just, I'm not worth it in order to, you know, I just don't really want to get up, go for a workout, go for a run, sign up for that race. You know, I don't want to speak up at work. I don't want to, you know, really put myself out there because I'm okay, just like myself. I'm okay where I am. I'm in my comfort zone. But another way to start to shift and take action to have more motivation is to stop thinking about yourself and to start think about, who are you doing this for? Who else might benefit from me taking this action? Who else is going to benefit from me from signing up for this race? Or, you know, starting to get serious about my health routine? Who else is going to benefit from me signing up for, you know, coaching, or, you know, really starting to take my nutrition more seriously? When you start to think about who else might benefit from this, you're going to come up with a list. You're going to come up with a list like your wife, your spouse, your kids, your parents, your siblings, your coworkers, your neighbors, your friends, your family. All of these people are going to look at you, and you are going to show up as a more energized, better version of yourself, and you are going to impact those people. I can't tell you how many times I have had a client that really takes their life seriously. They, you know, they go for it. They sign up for a race, or they sign up for, you know, success coaching, And after a few weeks, after a month, they start to make some really positive changes and other people notice. And a lot of times it's other people that notice that change before the individual does. And because of that, those other people who notice start to think, hey, if this person can make a change in 1 month, in 1 week, in 2 months, if they can do it, then maybe I can do it too. And there's this ripple effect. And then you're not just changing your own life, you're changing the lives of the people that are around you that you love the most. And isn't that an amazing gift that you can give your friends and your family and your coworkers, is to change their lives through your own transformation? Think about that. If that doesn't motivate you, then I don't know what will. And so this is, you know, these are just four things that I want you to think about when it comes to motivation. So as I recap and as I start to bring it back to you, you know, you might be somebody who is just crushing it from a motivation perspective. And if you are, like, keep going. I want to hear from you. I want to hear what motivational advice you would give me. But these are four things that you can apply if you ever just said the words, I'm not motivated, or I'm just not feeling it, or I'm not the type of person that can do that. Then I want you to think about these four things. So first, like I said, just stop focusing on how you're not motivated, because if you do that, you're going to find evidence for that. Second, flip it and ask yourself the question of, what makes me feel alive? What am I motivated by? And what motivates me? Start to just flip it and start to look for examples of areas where you are motivated to do something and get curious about why that is. Third, stop visualizing a future that sucks and that is draining your energy, and start visualizing a future that is exciting, that is compelling, that is specific, something that's going to get you to want to get out of bed in the morning. And then number four, I want you to stop thinking about yourself and start thinking about who is going to benefit from you taking that action, from you signing up for the race, from you like really starting to take your health and your energy seriously. Is it your family? Is it your siblings? Is it your coworkers? Is it your neighbors? I don't know who it is, but start to think about who else might benefit from this. So those are four things that I would say that would help you with motivation. And, you know, another thing is working with somebody one-on-one can definitely help with motivation, help you get clear on some of these answers, and then help you come up with a plan to go after it. And so if this is resonating with you, but you want to take that next step, just send me a message on Instagram and let me know that you're interested in setting up a discovery call. And then we will be in touch, because that's ultimately why I'm here. I want to help you become the best, most motivated, most consistent version of yourself. And I want to help you. So go ahead and send me a message, and we'll get moving on the next step. So that's what I have for today. Until next time, I'll talk to you all later.